best warranty. Hurry into Kensal's Kia or visit kensals.com.au.
2TM Regional News, brought to you by the Quality Hotel Powerhouse, where you can catch up with friends all day, every day.
Good afternoon, I'm Liam Charles. The Northern Tablelands has been the big winner in 2015-16's budget, with windfall tax revenues resulting in over $100 million in new projects around the electorate. Member for the Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, says over $71 million has been allocated to roads and bridges, ensuring the region has the safest roads in New South Wales.
There's another $3.8 million to finish off the Moree Town bypass along the new highway. But the new highway gets a huge amount of expenditure. We've got around $4 million to upgrade highway road pavement around Bogabilla. We've also got another $2 million to upgrade the new pavement around Gurley. Some major work on the New England Highway between Urala and Armidale around Glen Innes. We've also got the Waterfall Way.
Adam Marshall has described Gladys Berejiklian's first budget as conservative, with a string of surpluses forecast for the next 4 years in New South Wales. Despite the Treasurer keeping a tight rein on the purse, Adam Marshall says there's plenty to be happy about for the Northern Tablelands.
In the case of the Northern Tablelands, we're going to see activity, construction, roadworks, bridge works and other developments on a scale that's completely unprecedented for our region. And keeping in mind, this budget is delivered without any money at all from the Poles and Wires transaction. That money, that extra $6 billion just for rural and regional New South Wales, will kick in subsequent financial years.
A Sydney woman has been accused of lying to the state's corruption watchdog about her involvement in a scam which siphoned off millions of dollars from the state government in dodgy contracts for courthouses in Sydney and the New England area. Fayda Ruz Abu Chakra told the